InStyle magazine won't comment on Wuhan lab bombshell report after making Fauci cover star. By David Ng on September 9, 2021. InStyle, which put Dr. Anthony Fauci on its cover last year as part of a glowing interview, is declining to comment on the recent bombshell report that found the U.S. government contributed funding to controversial gain-of-function research on bat coronaviruses at the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China. FOIA documents uncovered by The Intercept contradict Fauci's sworn testimony claiming the National Institutes of Health didn't fund gain-of-function research at the Wuhan lab. Breitbart News contacted InStyle through its parent company, Meredith Corporation, asking if the celebrity magazine had any comment on The Intercept's findings and if the magazine intends to follow up with Fauci about the veracity of his sworn congressional testimony. At the time of publication, this inquiry has not received a response. InStyle put Fauci on the cover of a digital issue that ran in July 2020. The photo depicted him lounging poolside in sunglasses with a headline simply reading "The Good Doctor." The accompanying interview was conducted by CBS News' Nora O'Donnell, who acknowledged that she is a family friend of the Fauci's. When she asked Fauci if he thinks he has done anything wrong, he mostly deflected the question. "You know, that's almost an unanswerable question. There are so many possibilities. I don't like to phrase it in the context of what we've done wrong. As opposed to let's take a look at what happened and maybe we can have lessons learned," Fauci replied. The Intercept's report is based on 900 pages of unreleased documents obtained through the Freedom of Information Act. The progressive left outlet found the U.S. government provided the EcoHealth Alliance with a total of $3.1 million. Including $599,000 that the Wuhan Institute of Virology used in part to identify and alter bat coronaviruses likely to infect humans. Under oath, Fauci has repeatedly stated that the National Institutes of Health's funding of the Wuhan lab didn't include gain-of-function research. As Breitbart News reported, The Intercept's report on the documents quotes Richard Ebright, a molecular biologist at Rutgers University, who said that the viruses the Wuhan lab constructed were tested for their ability to infect mice that were engineered to display human-type receptors on their cell. And these viruses included both SARS-related and MERS-related coronaviruses. Ebright later posted an 8-part thread on Twitter explaining in greater detail the document's revelations concerning the enhanced pathogenicity of one of the novel, laboratory-generated SARS-related coronaviruses created by the Wuhan lab. He noted that this particular Wuhan lab-generated SARS-related coronavirus had not been previously disclosed publicly and that it was found to be more pathogenic to humans than the starting virus from which it was constructed. Ebright's conclusion, Fauci, and National Institutes of Health, NIH, Director Francis Collins, had been untruthful about the funding and the research it enabled. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.